Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up, everybody. Tony Billy Boy has been in prison for 25 years. He's only been out for 3 days. The last time you were a free man, the Brooklyn Dodgers were still the Brooklyn Dodgers, and Eisenhower was your president. Laura, Amanda's intrigued with Billy Boy. Billy Boy, ask Amanda for a date.
We could go to the Paramount, maybe.
There is no more Brooklyn Paramount. It's been taken over by some college.
Or the Albee.
That's gone, too. You're a regular Rip Van Winkle, aren't you? What have you been doing
you
inside
my mind?
It's hard to explain.
I can't believe
and in
it.
My dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times.
It's been a long time since I've been on a date.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello.
Something going on in the sculpture class. I think you ought to check it out.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are locked in to the one, the only I am. The Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. You're in my building, my world of green. This is Greenleaf Network Live. Definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. Tonight, doing something a little different. Normally on, we have on Wednesdays, well, not, let me not say normally to the people who are new. So, hello, hi, welcome. But for the newbies on Wednesdays, I do a thing called Real Life Wednesdays, in which case I speak of unfortunate situations, tragedies that may have happened in someone's life. And maybe the story wasn't covered, maybe it didn't get enough coverage, I'm not sure. But I got a few stories I want to go through. I want to first and foremost say rest in peace to my dad and my mom. They didn't die in a tragic accident, but just wasn't pleased the way they went. So I just want to give my moment of silence real quick for them. A moment of silence for my nephew as well. Also want to give a moment of silence for my aunt-in-law passed away. And also for my big brother Raw, or somebody. I just wanted to give my condolences to all of us out here who lost somebody. You know, losing somebody is not easy, and it's not always easy to get over it. You know, some people might say, oh, it's been years, it's been this, been that. My mom and my dad's been going a while now, and it feels like it was yesterday. So I understand the hurt. I understand losing a pet. I don't have children, so I have pets, so I definitely understand. And I just want, you know, tonight, just going to, you know, listen to some music. And I want to go through some stories that were sent to me. We want to give a rest in peace to Raymond Seville Jr. He was 76, actually, in PA. And he died in Fulton County after a tree stand caught fire and he couldn't escape the flames. That's crazy. That's just crazy. That's just the first one. So rest in peace to the Seville family. We're going to take a little break and come back. If you have someone you want to say rest in peace or you want to give some words to them, they still hear us. They still hear us. We'll be back. Keep your heads up. We got to keep our heads up in this time, you know? Just think about how, would they want us to be sad? Probably not. Would they want us to move on? Probably so. Does it still hurt? Most definitely. Most definitely. It's Greenleaf Network Live. If you want to call in, it's 515-605-9329. We'll be back.
The love.
Network Live, Greenleaf Everything. I am the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood, tuned in live to Real Life Wednesdays. Tuned in for the very first time. We definitely appreciate you. Shout out to everybody tuned in. I see all the love. Shout out to everybody. Today, we just trying to take it easy for those of us who have lost somebody. You know, feel free to call in, you want to talk about them, or you want to say something in their behalf, or, you know, just need to get it off your chest. I understand grief can really, really, really ruin a life. Trust me, I know. And, you know, it gets worse day by day. It's going to get worse before it get better. And, you know, every day is going to be a little bit easier. And for those of you who did lose someone today, if you're listening in, I need you to get something to eat. Make sure you ate today. I need you try to wash up. You know, sometimes you just sit around. You don't want to wash up. You don't want to get around. Come on now, get up. How would your family members feel about that? Anyone who needs assistance in regards to, you know, burying a family member, if you don't know what the first step should be or what you should do next, or if you need assistance to reach out to a funeral home in your area, please reach out to us. We definitely will offer assistance in that area. You know, anything that we can do in our grasp, we will definitely try to do in regards to that. Just give us a call, 515-605-9329. Again, like I said, if you want to speak on your story, you want to get it out, please feel free to do so. I'm going to say rest in peace to the Rice family, if I hope I'm saying that right. This story is Franklin County woman died of injuries sustained in a two-vehicle crash involving in a dump truck. This was yesterday. She was 48 years old, and she was pronounced dead on the scene by a member of Franklin County's coroner's office. The crash was reported at 9:21 in the morning, and this was on the 10,000 block of Welsh Run Road, according to the emergency dispatch. We would like to send their family condolences out. We're very sorry for your loss. I said, please keep your head up. It will slowly get better. It will slowly get better. We're very sorry for your loss. It's just a crazy time, And sometimes you don't have a place to go. Also, for those of you who don't have family members, and you just have pets, I've ran across a couple people today, pretty sad, that, you know, they didn't even have family members left. Like, it's nobody left but the pets. It's just them. Shout out to them for waking up today. Shout out to them for realizing that tomorrow's another day. And you gotta pick yourself up and go. And I know it hurts. I know it's hard. I know you just want to sit inside, turn the lights out, and just cry. I know. I really do. But you need to be strong. You need to keep your head up. You got to stay focused. For those who are in situations where you have, I have one situation where somebody reached out to me. Someone, her son was actually killed this morning. And I wasn't able to get all the information in regards to that. I'm sure she had a lot of things going on, but I want to say rest in peace to the young lady I spoke to earlier today. I was going to go back into some more of the music and play a couple songs, and then we're going to come back with another story. And you guys try to get these stories to me before Wednesday so I can send them. Rest in peace and, you know, the love and condolences to your family. This is Greenleaf Network Live. We'll be back for the last Wednesday.
Stay away in the night. no, 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 no,
no, no,
I'm not afraid to die.
you are back in the building. It is I am her, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. You tuned in to Greenleaf Network Live. We appreciate you. Appreciate you. The number is 515-605-9329. If you're just tuning in, you're wondering why it's a little gloomy today. This is real life over here. I don't know about nobody else, but every day is not a good day. You know what I mean? Every day you don't feel good. Every day somebody don't wake up. Those are facts of life. And because that is what it is, I wanted to make this time available for those of us who have lost somebody. Like I said, rest in peace to my mom, my dad, nephew. My aunt just passed away. Rest in peace to Ross family. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. Rest in peace to all the families that sent their stories in. I got another story. Unfortunately, this story is from the Bronx. Two people were dead in a gruesome car crash today. Allegedly speed racing. And one person lost control of the SUV. This is on the Hutchinson River Parkway. And they smashed into a cab, the cop said. The driver was Atea Nozari, 51, father of five from Queens. He was also, he had a passenger as well. Passenger is Patrick Sheehan, 54. He was a father of three from Westchester County. Apparently, they never had a chance. It's a 7 a.m. collision. And it actually beheaded their bodies. Body parts were flying. The Nozari family, our condolences. I don't see the last name of the other person. Our condolences. So it says the deceased cabbie. Wow. The deceased cabbie's brother was devastated in the hospital. He couldn't walk, had to be contained. Actually, the bodies were, well, what was left of the bodies were sent to Jacoby Hospital today. And with this terrible car crash, actually, another car lost control. And that car actually piled up on top of the already deceased. Our condolences to the family. I'm so very sorry for your loss. And, they said this was the 45th precinct in White Plains. And I'm trying to understand, because they said here that it was released that the cab driver actually was pulled over before this happened, and he was given a speeding ticket and a breathalyzer, and they let him go, saying that he was okay. They did investigate it, and he still lost control. And him and the passenger was beheaded. That's, like, unbelievable. I mean, body parts were flying. Body parts were flying on the highway today.
Oh! Father, I love you. And when was the last time that we heard you say, daughter or son, I love you. Say you cherish every day, can instantly be taken away. Then you say, I know this can't be true, when you never took the time to simply tell them I love you. When was the last time that they heard you say, oh brother, I love you. And when was the last time that they heard you say, darling, oh best friend, I love you. The one for whom you give your very life could be taken in the twinkling of an eye. Tears you'd ask, why did you go, knowing you didn't always show just how much you love him so. These three words, sweet and simple, these three
Thou lost,
thou lost,
thou lost, Baby,
Welcome back. Greenleaf Network Live. Here's Greenleaf Everything. That is a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. About 3 minutes left to the show. Definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. I hope that I lightened you a little bit tonight. No, it's not going to take all the pain away. It doesn't hurt to remember the good times as much as you can. And, you know, anything negative or bad, you should just let it go. It's gone now. Let it go. Keep your head up. Like I said, for all those who just lost somebody this week, today, last week, a couple months ago, a couple years ago, it all hurts the same. All really hits the same. You can't say when somebody's pain is gone. So be mindful to others. You know, some people get over death quicker than others. Some people don't show it like other people do. Allow people their time to get over it. You don't have the right to force anybody to get over it faster, as fast as you think they should. My last story, one last one. And I'm doing this one because somebody hit me up and said, I know how you feel about cops, but you know, knock it off. This is life. So investigators believe the gunman who ambushed and fatally shot two New York police officers Saturday, that he boasted on social media. He said these words, "I'm putting the wings on them pigs today." He said that right before the killing. The family of the Brinsleys, police officer, he was 28, one of them. He walked up to a car in Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn at 2:47 p.m. He shot both officers. So Brinsley, age 28, is the shooter, and he walked into the police car in Bedford-Stuyvesant section of Brooklyn at 2:47 p.m. and shot the officers Wing Yang Lu and Rafael Ramos through the passenger side window. He fatally struck both of them in the head. Brinsley then ran to a nearby subway station where he turned the gun on himself, police said. Today, two of New York's finest were shot and killed. No warning was given. They had no reason to believe they were targets. Rest in peace to the two gentlemen, police officers. I don't know what kind of cops they were. I like to think they were good ones. And I'd like to include that, you know, when it's that time, it's only one person who can judge him. So rest in peace from my heart to both of them. You know, we don't know why they did that, why that happened to them. We don't know what they may have done in their former life. I'm not saying that they did anything. We don't know if the person who shot them was mentally ill. We don't know why. It's unfortunate. And just like all my other stories, I'm very sorry to hear that. My condolences go out to family. On a lighter note, we're going to get out of here. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have something special for you guys. We're actually going to go into a little bit of battle rapping. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So make sure you tune in and see what I got in store for you guys. 11 p.m. I am the last hoorah before you go to bed. Like, I got to sit here. That's where I go to sleep. Man. Put that in your mind process. Put that in your thoughts. In your memory bank. I appreciate you guys, and I definitely appreciate all of the families entrusting me with their stories, all of the information that I received, all of the information that I gave you guys. These stories are on NBC News. You can find it on New York Post in Pennsylvania, Penn Live. If you want to read, you know, more deeper into the story, I didn't go too in-depth. I just got the most important parts. So we're going to get out of here. Love, peace, and hair grease. It's one last one for your loved ones, for our loved ones. We miss y'all.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And all you